For some years now, we've been hearing about artificial intelligence, commonly referred to as AI. But it is not so much in the future anymore. It is now. And one major advance has been the emergence of an AI tool called ChatGPT.
Developed by Microsoft-backed OpenAI, ChatGPT uses deep learning techniques to generate human-like responses to search requests. The technology chats in a conversational way, answering questions from the user. It's trained on lots of information and data from the internet and can admit to mistakes and reject inappropriate questions. Sometimes, though, it writes answers which are incorrect and don't make sense. It occasionally guesses. And it's been criticized for pulling much of its data from 2021 or earlier. Sarah Kunst is the managing director of Clio Capital, which invests in tech companies. Based in San Francisco, she's also a former senior advisor at the dating app Bumble. We asked her to come and tell us how some startups are using AI bots efficiently.
You know, we're going to see people really taking a close look at, hey, what could I offload a little bit, you know, to this technology? What can I do, you know, that might be able to be automated, you know, for first drafts of things or something where I don't have to spend quite as much time, you know, trying to brainstorm a marketing email to send or, you know, an opening argument for something. So I think it's exciting.
So Clio Capital invests in tech companies. Of those tech companies who come and pitch to you, what type of things have they been using it for?
You know, we see AI in a huge range of operations. You know, everything from you know, a company that I'm invested in called Kobold Metals that, you know, is an AI company that actually uses artificial intelligence to find better places to mine the battery, you know, the materials that go into batteries. And they're using AI to be, you know, 40 times more effective at mining these rare minerals, you know, in zones and areas of the world that have less conflict than where a lot of these minerals are found right now.
I see. So they might use the AI to search deep into scripts on the internet where other people might not go to find information that it would take literally hours to dig out about, I don't know, about the soils and safety of a geographical location.
Both on the internet, right? So looking up, you know, more sort of land rights and historical, you know, if there hasn't been a land survey in, you know, 50 years, instead of going to do a new one, can you scrape that from, you know, a website and learn more, you know, about what might be in the ground? But also, you know, they go out and they're photographing and surveying the land itself. They're able to use AI to look at those images as well. And so, you know, the thing to remember with ChatGPT is it's not just, you know, that's a conversation around words, but the reality is that a lot of these AI applications are going to be used for video, for images, you know, for other things outside of that just as effectively.
At the heart of this, it saves time on some pretty methodical, heavy time duty work, doesn't it? Maybe stuff that people don't want to do.
Exactly. You know, we're seeing a huge amount of potential applications in things like the legal world, right? If you know, at least in America, and I think it's similar in the UK, you know, we rely a lot on case law, right? What has happened in prior cases, which means you need to know what happened in an obscure case 100 years ago or, you know, 50 years ago in another state in another jurisdiction. And that requires a tremendous amount of research. And so if AI can do that, you know, hours faster, for one, you as the client, you know, lawyers are not cheap, right, by the hour. Right. And for you as the lawyer, you can do a better job of helping your clients because you're not spending hours and hours just researching.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.